The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, it is once again my distinct honor and privilege to welcome to the program Howard Russell, the president of Christian Healthcare Ministries. And Howard is on the road. I don't think you're singing any Willie Nelson, though, are you?
No, I'm not. Nor am I singing any Roger Miller.
Well, that would that
King
would,
of the road.
that would be appropriate as well. You're headed over to Pennsylvania. You're the keynote speaker at a wonderful conference. Howard, before I forget, when we talk about Christian healthcare ministries, something that we have tried to emphasize are the counterfeits. Because of your overwhelming success, you are the oldest, you are the largest Christian health sharing ministry in America. And because of your incredible success, there are a whole lot of people trying to not only copy what you're doing, but confuse people as well. In fact, today I couldn't quite remember your 800 number, and I did a quick Google search. And Howard, I was blown away by the companies that have purposely chosen names as close to Christian healthcare ministry as they possibly can, intentionally trying to confuse people. And I just want to emphasize again, make sure that it's Christian healthcare ministry. And Howard, how can they tell if it's the official site?
When they see the bubble people, that's three little bubble looking people, the red, blue, and gold or yellow. And they are on our pages. They're on everything that's genuinely Christian healthcare ministries. We do, you know, they say that flattery is the highest, or imitation is the highest form of flattery or something, but that's, we don't like that because it's directing people to places where they aren't getting the kind of service that we give. Our standard is higher than theirs. In fact, they're giving horrible service.
Well, I know you extremely well, and I clicked on the wrong site because it was so close, and immediately went to your site. But I want our listeners to know, make sure the bubble people are there. Don't be fooled by a counterfeit. Howard, there is an enormous amount of controversy and debate about pre-existing conditions. A lot of people want Obamacare overturned, but if it's overturned, then the pre-existing condition thing will go away. And the president has said this, the president has said that. People are really worked up about pre-existing conditions. Discuss with us Christian healthcare ministry and pre-existing conditions.
Yes, and we're very pleased to say that we address pre-existing conditions in a very comprehensive and effective way. This at our gold level, which is the level that we want everyone to join, the gold level allows pre-existing conditions to come into the ministry, and we begin sharing for them. We have two ways we do that. The first way is that for that pre-existing condition, in the first year of your membership, we will share up to $15,000 with the original program. Then additionally, we have the prayer page where our members give additional money for those pre-existing conditions. Does it work? Yes, it does. Does it depend on God's people being God's people? It does, and there's no one more faithful than God's people.
Yeah.
And those bills get shared. We just finished a video of a member, and I don't know if it's up on our website yet, but they came in with a pre-existing heart condition and ended up with $600,000, I think it was, dollars in bills, and the prayer page took care of everything, and I'm sad to report that the man died. But it was that expensive, it was pre-existing, and it worked the way we do it. Now, we do manage it, we do control it, but it works in really getting those bills taken care of. Plus, the prayers and the cards and letters of encouragement are just amazing. The testimony, as soon as it's available, if it's not already, will be a great encouragement for pre-existing conditions.
Well, that's just...
Now, there is one caveat, yeah. Bob. If you are in an active condition, for instance, if you have been diagnosed with cancer, you're getting treatment for cancer, the smart thing you can do is don't switch horses in the middle of the stream.
Yeah.
Say, well, I don't have anything. Yeah, there's the hospital will have resources for you, but get that controlled, and then you come over to us once that happens.
Well, and again, that's one of the things, one of the many things that impresses me about you and Christian Healthcare Ministries is you're completely straightforward, honest, upfront. You tell people exactly what you can, can't cover, and so forth. Now, another thing that
and
sets...
It works millions of dollars a year.
Yeah. Another thing that sets you apart, many of the sharing ministries... If you have any health problems, they won't cover you. So in other words, if you really need them, you can't get them. You can't subscribe. What are the health requirements of Christian Healthcare Ministries? Blood tests, health exam. Do you have to have a nurse come to your house to give you an exam? What do you have to do to become a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries health wise?
You have to ask Jesus to forgive you for your sins, and in so doing, accept him and make him Lord of your life. When you're a Christian, you can be a member of our ministry.
It's that simple.
That's spiritual health. The physical health, we're here to help you, not deny you.
That is just wonderful. And then another thing, I understand, and this blew my mind, Howard. You're getting 2,000 to 3,000 calls every day at your call center?
That's right. It's a very high call volume.
We have people almost every day trying to call you, and because of the phone issues, they may not have gotten through. If that's the case, phone issues are taken care of, and they should call back again now, correct?
That's correct. Our phone carrier, the company that brings it, happens to be Spectrum. They reconfigured or unconfigured something. It took us a while to get them to acknowledge it. Then they did acknowledge it. And we had about 3 days where they were working to get it fixed, and they did get it fixed. But even during that time, we were still receiving a lot of calls. It's just that some overflow calls were getting pushed aside. But we were responding to voicemail and email. And so we take that very seriously, and we do not let it go unnoticed or unchecked. So it happened, but we work diligently to make sure that our members are served and served well.
All right, the number again is 800-791-6225. Christian Healthcare Ministries, the largest, the oldest Christian health share ministry in America. Do not be fooled by a counterfeit. And also the website is chministries.org, chministries.org. Howard, just real quick, we've only got about a minute and a half left. Walk us through what will happen when one of our listeners calls 800-791-6225. What is the process of becoming a part of Christian Healthcare Ministries?
When they call, they'll talk to a wonderful person who cares about them. They will explain to them through the website, pointing to the various things in the website, what the information is they need to have. And we want them to know and understand what it is that they're getting involved in. Then they go on the website is the best way, and they literally fill out the application, the basic things, name, address. They sign it digitally by saying they're a Christian living by biblical principles, and they attend church regularly, and they don't use any tobacco, and they follow scriptural teaching on alcohol. They sign that, and they are instantly a member. And the computer will show the date, the time down to the second of when they clicked that they wanted to join. And they're a member. We will send them every month. We'll send them an invoice, which is going to be the amount that they would pay. And it's simple to do, and it's our job to make it very rewarding for them.
Well, we have been talking with Howard Russell, president of Christian Healthcare Ministries, and so many of our listeners have become a part of the Christian Healthcare Ministry family. And if you are looking for healthcare, do not be fooled by the counterfeits. And whatever you do, check out Christian Healthcare Ministries before you make any decisions about your healthcare needs. Howard Russell, it is always a blessing and a privilege to talk to you.
It's mutual, Bob. I love talking with you and your audience, and I still contend that it's the best audience in the world, and I think facts prove it.
Well, and by the way, real quick, I want to thank you again for your help with our Bible League campaign. We far surpassed our goal, and a good portion of that goes to thanks to you and your support of Bible League through Bob Burney Live. And again, I want to thank you for it.
Thank you, Bob. What an honor to promote the Bible, the most important document that's ever been written, without exception.
Howard Russell, Christian Healthcare Ministries, 800-791-6225, chministries.org.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I'm not sure what day it was. It may have been Monday. I shared a totally bizarre story with you about Laguna Beach, California. Ah, I love Laguna Beach. It's a beautiful place, probably some of the most beautiful beaches in Southern California there at Laguna Beach. Very upscale place. No. I never lived anywhere close to Laguna Beach, but used to drive through it. It's just a beautiful place. It really is. Well, they have been the center of a hot piece of controversy because they ordered a bunch of new police cars, Ford Explorers, most of them. And so they decided, since they were getting new police cars, they needed a new logo for the sides of the cars, you know? Well, they came up with this cool design, and in big, big letters on the doors. Now, these are black and white cars. They're all black except the doors. Front door, back door are white. And emblazoned on the white doors are POLICE, police. And in the background, behind the letters, an American flag motif. Stars, stripes, red, white, and blue. It's really cool. If you see the pictures, pull it up on the internet. What could possibly be wrong with that? Well, citizens of Laguna Beach were outraged because the red, white, and blue stars and stripes were not inclusive enough. They could be deemed offensive. Several people in Laguna Beach said it was too aggressive. I'm serious. If you hadn't heard this story, I'm not making this up. Laguna Beach, California, red, white, and blue, stars and stripes on the police car. Not inclusive. Aggressive. Possibly offensive. Well, city council began complaints from people in the community and outside the community, people around Southern California. So anyway, city council agreed to have a special meeting last night. Yep, last night. In Laguna Beach, California, they held a special meeting to hear the pros and the cons, the praise and the negatives. And I am happy to report that last night, the City Council of Laguna Beach, California said the stars and stripes are not going anywhere. That's great. Here's the story. After a new patriotic red, white, and blue logo on Laguna Beach police vehicles became a topic of national debate this week, the Laguna Beach City Council last night ruled that the graphic will remain in place. Mayor Pro Tem Steve Dichterau said, "This has made us more unified than anything I've ever seen in this town." He was one of the four council members who voted in support of the design. And I looked through the story, and I don't know how many city council members there are, but four was the majority. So anyway, the president pro tem, or the mayor pro tem, said, "This has made us more unified than anything I've ever seen in this town." He went on and says, "I like how it looks. I got 600 emails from people in Laguna. The ratio of support was 100 to 1 in support of the design. I also got emails from across the country. The flag is a symbol. It doesn't represent a particular president or political belief. It's a symbol of what we strive for. What better symbol than one that protects our freedom?" So common sense and a good portion of patriotism has prevailed in the city of Laguna Beach, California. So evidently, the naysayers were very loud, but far fewer in number than the supporters. It brings back my confidence in at least parts of my my home state of California. Then in a second motion, the city council voted unanimously to change the motto that accompanies the logo from "proudly serving our community" to "serving our community with pride and integrity." So the stars and stripes will remain on the police. By the way, they're ordering other new police cars. And the other new police cars will be emblazoned with police, with the red, white, and blue stars and stripes behind it. Good for them. Oh, my goodness. If they had voted to remove the red, white, and blue stars and stripes, symbol of freedom in our country, I would hope that the outrage would have been loud, loud, loud. So, good news. You know, how often do we get good news out of California? Not very often. All right, here's more good news. We're going to take a quick break, and we got a full hour to go, and I've got all kinds of stories. Wait till you hear the percentage of Christians in Great Britain who believe that Jesus died and was resurrected physically. Yeah, wait till you hear this. A new poll out of Great Britain. You can probably guess the results. All right. Quick break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.